Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
Advanced Micro Devices has replaced Hector Ruiz with Dirk Mayer as its CEO, as the company reported its seventh consecutive quarterly net loss on Thursday. AMD's board has elected Mayer to the CEO spot, effective immediately. He was previously president and COO and has been with AMD for 12 years. Ruiz will become executive chairman and chair of AMD's board of directors. Last week, AMD announced it would take a charge of $880 million US related to impaired goodwill from its acquisition of ATI. The European Commission Thursday sent Intel a new set of antitrust charges, the second such charge list within a year. The new charges will be incorporated into the existing antitrust suit against the chipmaker. Among the charges, Intel paid hefty rebates to a leading European PC retailer, conditional on it selling only Intel-based PCs. The retailer isn't named, but is understood to be MediaMarkt, one of Europe's biggest chains of PC shops. In addition, Intel made payments to induce a leading OEM to delay the planned launch of a product line incorporating an Advanced Micro Devices CPU. The third charge is for paying big rebates to that same OEM conditional on it obtaining all of its laptop CPU requirements from Intel. On Thursday, Google reported revenue for the quarter ending June 30th of $5.37 billion US, up 39% over the same quarter last year. But the company still fell short of analyst expectations. Revenue from outside of the U.S. represented 52% of total revenue for Google, compared to 51% in the first quarter. In a recent research report, analysts at Citigroup wrote that international markets represent a notable growth driver for internet companies like Google, and the analysts expected non-U.S. markets to be responsible for half or more of revenue for Google in the quarter. When Intel ships its Echo Peak wireless module later this year, the company will meet its stated goal of adding WiMAX as an option to its Centrino 2 laptop chip platform in 2008. But shipments of Centrino 2 laptops equipped with WiMAX support will be very small this year, likely constrained to just three U.S. cities. Intel has long said shipments of Centrino laptops equipped with WiMAX would be limited this year, even as it promised such systems would be offered by a range of big-name laptop vendors. It's now clear just how limited those shipments will be. WiMAX-based laptops will only be available in markets outside the U.S. next year once demand for such systems materializes, the chipmaker said. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.